starting your clinic, how did you go from treating friends and family? You know, you've got your MH and whatever now. How do you open up the clinic?
It actually opened on itself before I even had any formal training. The first thing I did is I healed myself. But after about a year of healing myself, I was getting really well. I was getting so well, I was getting cocky. And what I noticed is people were just asking me a lot of questions, just like they are you, Bob.
Right.
You start asking questions, then the next thing you know, it's Ask Agnes and Bob. The next thing you know, you'll be running a clinic. You'll be with your brother.
Absolutely. We'll be out there with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is how it happened. So people were asking me, like, you know, at first they were saying, well, you know, I have this or that or cancer. And I go, well, gosh, I only know the heart valve rebuilding program, but you can try it. And what I found is that my, you know, early on heart valve rebuilding program was really a broad spectrum natural healing program that would heal you of anything, because it was just called getting healthy. You know, I always say getting healthy is easy. It's just stopping doing what you're doing that's killing you and start doing some new things that'll build and create health in your body.
Right.
And so that's what I had inadvertently kind of developed for myself, and people started doing it. Well, you know, it was friends, relatives. I used to test a lot of new stuff on my brother. He still flinches when he sees me. He was the first one that ever got intestinal formula number one, and he's called it depth charges ever since. He had version one, and I currently manufacture like version 392.
Right.
And then the next thing I knew, I couldn't handle the load. People were knocking on my door, and I remember charging $5 for my first consultation. I spent 4 hours with the person, and I felt like I ripped them off.
Wow.
But then things just changed, and I learned more. Then I thought, you know, I need to learn more. And being a martial artist, I wanted to do two things. Come to California and study with Bruce Lee, and come to California and study with Dr. Bernard Jensen and intern with him. And so that was my reason for coming to California. When I got here, Dr. Jensen needed a minimum of $1,000 from me to stay, to do his training. And I took my car to Oceanside, California, near his clinic at that time, and they gave me $980 for it. I gave it all to him, and I lived the entire summer in the bushes at his ranch and took, showers with his hose.
Wow.
And, borrowed some food from his organic gardens. He's dead now. He'll never know. And recycled some fertilizer back. And basically, that was what I wanted to do. I wanted to train. And when I got that training, I was even seeing people, you know, in the woods at Jensen's. I was born to help people. And then, of course, I trained with, I apprenticed with Dr. Christopher, taught at his school for many years. So the whole time, really, since I healed myself, I have been helping others. It just got more and more detailed and professional. And then one day, I just, you know, opened a clinic. And even though California is a very hip place, we have very restrictive medical laws.
Okay.
In the state of California. So I kept quiet. And my patients, and most people know this, were really the movie industry. When you watch any movie that was filmed in the last 30 years, either the cameraman, the lighting guy, the audio people, or the producers, the actors, actresses, directors, were on my program.
I told you I saw Superfood on MTV's Cribs.
Yeah, we have a new quiz out now with American Botanical Pharmacy customers. Is name the MTV show or the comedian who was seen with Superfood, and you get a free bottle of Superfood.
Andy Dick, send it my way.
Oh, you're number one. You got a free one.
Very nice.
And that gets spotted because, you know, even currently, although I no longer practice, many people in the entertainment industry are my dear friends. So in a way, I go over to their houses and practice a little bit. And there's a reason for that. Some people might say, well, why? How come the common guy can't get you, but an entertainment person can? Well, I deal with politicians and entertainment people because they got a lot of power.
Right.
And that power not only protects me, but if people see Andy Dick taking superfood, and many of the other people whose refrigerators it's been spotted, when they know that, you know, I don't know, people like Steven Seagal use my products,
wow,
whoever it may be, or they know, you know, what's going on out there. Hollywood is very incestuous. People tend not to do things unless someone else does.
Mm-hmm.
And so my products are probably more spread throughout the entertainment industry than anywhere else. I just was out to dinner with people from MTV a few weeks ago.
Wow.
I hang with a lot of entertainment people just because it's where I live and what I did. And in fact, I'm sending them a whole bunch of superfood because there's a little buzz going on around now.